السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته حضرت المفتي عبد القادر صاحب دامت بركاته اهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you حضرت المفتي صاحب may Allah تعالى grant you عافيت and good health حضرت المفتي صاحب the platform is yours
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته بارك الله فيكم مولانا سليم كريم جزاك الله خيرا to our technicians Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Zakaria. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihi al-kareem. Amma ba'd. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Rabbi shrahli swadri. Wa yasilli amri. Wahlul uqdatan min lisani yafqahu qawli. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 24th of Safar, 1446. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we focus on chapter 37, Surah Swafat, and verses number 102, 103, and 104. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informed us regarding Khalilullah, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam, whose Nami Ismigrami is mentioned 69 times in the Noble Quran, that's his honorable name. Chapter 14 is dedicated to him. And Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla informs us in chapter 2, and Almighty Allah tells us in verse number 124, وَإِذِ ابْتَلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِيمَ رَبُّهُ بِكَلِمَاتٍ فَأَتَمَّهُنْ. And when Almighty Allah Jalla Wala put Ibrahim alayhi salam to trials and tests, so he completed it with distinction. Hence Almighty Allah elevated him. Chapter 2, verse number 124. Now look at this test and trial. And every year we commemorate it and remember his great, great sacrifice. His sacrifice, his wife Sayyida Hajara radiallahu anha, her sacrifice, the beloved son Nabi Ismail alayhi salatu salam sacrifice. So let us understand what's happening. Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam is approximately 86 years old, as enshrined and mentioned in Genesis in the Bible, and he doesn't have any children. But he begs Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, Rabbi Habli min as-salihin. Oh, beloved Allah, grant me pious offspring, progeny, children. Chapter 37, verse 100. Lo and behold, Almighty Allah blesses him in his old age. And his second wife, that is Sayyida Hajara radiallahu ta'ala anha, gives birth to Nabi Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam. So the first wife still does not have children, Sayyida Sara radiallahu anha. And now he grows up after so many years. As a parent, you know how you enjoy playing with your children, and you embrace them, you kiss them, you walk with them, you talk with them, and after so many years. But now when he reaches that age where he can run and enjoy himself, now a great big test comes. Chapter 37, verse number 102. Falamma, hence when he, بَلَغَ مَعَهُ السَّعْيَا, when he, Ismail alayhi salatu salam, the Jewish brothers, they say Ismail, we say Ismail, we say Sin, Assalamu alaykum, they say Sheen, Shalom, Shalom. So nevertheless, that was just to tell you, Ismail, Ismail is the same personality. And the Christians say, the one that was sacrificed and so forth and so on, remember, was Ishaq and Isaac and so forth. And other people also say that. We reject that. The only person that was supposed to be sacrificed is Nabi Ismail alayhi salam, as he was the only son at that time of Khalilullah Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam, and that was the real test. فَلَمَّا بَلَغَ مَعَهُ السَّعْيَ So when he, Ismail alayhi salatu salam, the son of Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam, reached the age of running, and he could take races and walk around and so forth properly, قَالَ He, Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam, said. Now here we have to pause for a moment. Anbiya alayhi salatu salam, their dreams are also wahi and revelation. So he dreamt on three consecutive nights, as mentioned by Allama Qurtubi rahimahullah and Ma'ariful Quran of Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib rahimahullah. Qala ya bunayya, O my beloved son, Inni ara fil manam, I see in a dream, Anni adbahuka, I am sacrificing you. Now he wants to put his son also through a test and ask him. So this is not now he got doubt, Allah forbid. He's testing the fortitude of his beloved son. فَانْذُرُ مَاذَا تَرَى So what do you see and say? What do you say regarding this issue? What is your verdict, O my beloved son? And what is your mashura? And so forth. You know, it'll make life easier for both father and son. قال, the son also is destined for greatness and to be a prophet and messenger. Prophets and messengers are selected by Almighty Allah Jalla Wala and not elected by the masses. And then you have comedians running the circus and so forth. قال, Nabi Ismail alayhi salam says, Ya abati fa'al ma tu'umar, Ya Abi, O my father, Ya Abati, O my beloved father, O my respected father, learn this. See the son, the father, how he addressed his son. He didn't say Ya Bani, O my son. He said Ya Bunayya, O my beloved son. So when you want your children to learn good adab, good respect and morals and manners and character, then we have to imbue that within them, inculcate that within them from a very young, tender age. Ya abati faal ma tu'umar, O my beloved father, you execute what you have been commanded to do. You carry out, and I will not complain. Satajiduni insha Allahu min as-sabirin. You will find me, O beloved father, Allah willing, insha Allahu min as-sabirin, for those who are very, very patient. I will be there, patient, without complaining anything. Allah Jalla wa'ala taught us about Nabi Yaqub alayhi salam. Handsome Yusuf is gone for years, for decades, and he cries, he begs, he petitions Almighty Allah, Innama ashku bathi wa husni ilallah. Ya Allah, I'm not complaining to any human being in creation. I complain about my sadness and grief, the firaq Yusuf, the separation of Yusuf alayhi salam. To you, O my beloved Allah, Allah Jalla wa'ala called that sabrun jameel. Father and son, what are they going to tell the mother, the wife, Sayyida Hajra radiallahu anha? O wife, I'm taking your son, I'm going to sacrifice him. What iman, what conviction, what faith? She says, if it is Allah's command, you go. From Makkah Mukarramah, they left father and son, and they went in the direction of Mina, and then he brought his son there, where he is going to sacrifice and slaughter him. And then the waswasa of Satan and Lucifer, Shaitan tries and distract Ibrahim alayhi salam and deceive him. How can you be slaughtering your son? That is unacceptable morally, ethically. He tries and be a well-wisher, but this is Khalilullah. So he takes the dust and the sand and the pebble, whatever, and he throws in that direction. فَاتَّبِعُوا مِلَّةَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ حَنِيفًا. Therefore, O Hujjaj Baytullah, we follow the teaching of Khalilullah Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam during Hajj and pilgrimage on the 10th, on the 11th, on the 12th, on the 13th. We pelt those jamarat, that symbolic Satan and Shaitan, to commemorate the great, great sacrifice of father, mother, son. What a qafila, what a family, the whole Hajj rotates around them. So imagine this family, Mubarak family, honorable family. So now he reaches them, father and son. He's got his big knife, and now he's going to slaughter his son. He takes his son and kisses him on his forehead. Beloved son, this is maybe our last moment we will see one another alive. Son says, yes, father, I am prepared. It is the command of Allah Jalla Wala. So ulama have written, he did not want to face eye to eye, that I will look at you, my beloved son Ismail, my eyes facing your eyes, maybe compassion will overtake me. Falamma aslama, hence when both of them were ready. Imagine now he has to sacrifice his son, and they're doing it only solely for the love and pleasure of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. There is no hidden agenda, there is no sinister motive, nothing. وَتَلَّهُ لِلْجَبِينَ, and he turns him around. His jabin, jabin is the forehead, faces downwards, because he didn't want to face eye to eye. The compassion might get the better of him. And he takes out the knife and slaughters. Yes, he slaughtered and he sacrificed. But remember, Allah took the impact out and removed it, like we did about Khalilullah, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam, catapulted into the fire and inferno. And normally fire would burn, but Almighty Allah made it a garden of peace, tranquility for him. Ya naru kuni bardaw wa salaman ala Ibrahim. So ye Almighty Allah says, O father, you have passed the test. O son, meaning Ismail alayhi salatu salam, you have passed the test. O Hajar, O Hajara, you call it Tarkhim, the last letter you remove, Hind, Hinda, Aish, Aisha. So Hajar, Hajara, all acceptable. O Sayyida Hajar, you have passed with flying colors and distinction, Kamlu Day. So Almighty Allah made this family. We perform Safa Sa'i between Safa Marwa. We remember her, Sayyida Sahajara radiallahu anha. We perform tawaf around Baytullah. We remember Nabi Ibrahim, Nabi Ismail alayhi salam. After they reconstructed the Baytullah, father and son went around 7 times to see there is no defect in the structure. And that is why we imitate, emulate father and son. Father made dua and supplicated, and the son said, Ameen. Chapter 2, verse 127, Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim. Imagine, they did all this, and then they begged Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Now he grew up, he is the assistant, and remember miraculously, that stone is going up and down like the scaffolding. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim. O Allah, accept from us, verily you are all hearing and all knowing. Allah Jalla Wala gives glad tidings. وَنَادَيْنَاهُ, and we announce, Allah uses the royal pronoun. Almighty Allah uses the collective, al-jam'u li-ta'zim, for reverence and respect, and to stamp his majesty, authority, sovereignty. Only I do what I want to do. Nobody in the universe will tell me what to do, because I am fa'alu lima yurid. I do as I please. I will let the sun rise when I want to. I will let the sun set when I want to. I will let the new moon come when I want to. I will defeat the jutlas and the haramis Israelis and the Americans when I want to. That is all Mighty Allah Jalla Jalaluhu Subhanallah wa nadaynahu. And we announce, Ayya Ibrahim, that you Ibrahim. What was the announcement tomorrow, inshallah al-Aziz? What a magnificent episode, event, incident. Not some history book and some fairy tale and some myth. This is reality. That is what the Palestinians, that is what Hamas is showing the world. We will make every sacrifice, although the worldly means we don't have, to please Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, to please Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to protect the defense of Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa, our first Qibla, the Arab Tanpur dictators, haramis and bootlickers and murtads and ghaddar, the traitors and shaitans, awlad and children, we don't bother about them. Because Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us, Wailul lil Arab, authentic hadith in Sahih Muslim. You start rejecting these type of ahadith, you're out of the fold of Islam. Wailul lil Arab, Wailul lil Hukamil Arab. So wail and destruction and failure for the Arab leaders and so forth and so on. And we can see the manifestation today so clear. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today the 24th of Safar 1446. Gaza genocide 328. We're coming to the ending of the 11th month. Can you believe it? And these are the news, views, interviews locally, nationally, globally. Two jutlas dispatched to Jahannam. Alhamdulillah, they murder, martyr our children, our babies, our innocent people. We take on their soldiers and dispatch them to hell with our limited resources. Therefore, there's a state of panic now. They don't know what to do. They have lost the war in Gaza. They lost the public relations. The world knows who the morons are, who is the most immoral army, who are the real apartheid regime, and who are the war criminals guilty of ethnic cleansing and crimes against humanity. So what the haramis do now, you should learn all these terms, Muslims. You can't be a fool and an idiot and watching the Western media all the time. Not Gaza, Gaza al-Mubaraka. Use words of love and respect. West Bank, learn the word Ad-Daffatul Gharbiya. Ad-Daffatul Gharbiya. Now the haramis, Allahumma alayka bil mustawtineen. When you learn, when you make dua, this is how you make dua. Allahumma alayka bil mustawtineen. Ya Allah, you punish these settlers. One settler, one bullet will settle the issue. Now the settlers in the West Bank attacking the Palestinians. Everybody knows the West Bank belongs to the Palestinians, but these haramis want to steal the land, steal the water, steal the mosque, steal everything of the Palestinians. And they say they are a democracy. They say they are the most moral army. They are the people who Allah made, the only people Allah made into swines and pigs. And that's what they are. And Allah made them into monkeys. Chapter number 5, verse number 60. If you say you're a Muslim and you don't believe this, you're out of the fold of Islam. Chapter 5, verse number 60. Allah transformed them literally, physically, into swines, pigs and monkeys. And you can see how they behave, just like them. So that is what's really happening. Now Mahmoud Abbas, Abu Mazin, another murtad, another harami of the PA, Palestinian Authority, goes begging there to MBS. One murtad goes to another murtad. Al-Khabithatu lil-Khabithin, wal-Khabithuna lil-Khabithat. One Khabiz goes to another Khabiz, chapter 24, verse 26, and he goes begging there, and MBS wants him to give permission so that Saudi Arabia can now recognize the rogue regime of Israel. Imagine they giving that Al-Arabiya news, they give the Israelis so much airtime that the Haaretz newspaper writes that this is a Zionist channel. So what more is left for you, as you Salafi scholars? Telegram, let me tell you, the double standards of the West, the double standards of the whiteys, the double standards of America, the world is seeing. the founder, the CEO of Telegram, Duroy. Duroy is a Russian-born guy, right? And he has now citizenship in UAE. UAE just buys them off. You know how it is and so on. Oh, right, so now he's a Russian. So now he's got, you must remember, I'm a small little fry, chewing gum, you understood, on Telegram and so forth and so on. I like it, because on Twitter, on X, you can't send long, long articles. They cut it, you know, and so forth. Then you can't forward it. So Telegram is very good. You can send long, long articles, everything out, and there's no censorship. So everything of America is exposed. Everything of Israel is exposed. You know what Elon Musk, who was South African born, he made his money, his father's money during the apartheid regime, and now has become the multi-billionaire there in America. So they, what they have done to the Palestinians, what they have done to people who are pro-Palestine, so many a time, you must remember, they deleted them, and you know all that, that Dr. Bassam, 11 million followers, they removed him. So remember, that is what Israel wants. That is what America wants. This Russian, yeah, Duroy told them, go to hell. I believe in freedom of press. Macron, the harami, he says, when they made cartoons in France, he said, no, we of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, freedom of press. But now, because this man is practicing properly freedom of press, exposing the French, exposing the Americans, exposing the Westerners and the whiteys, exposing the rogue terrorist apartheid Nazi regime of Israel, Hitler's children, and now everything is becoming apparent to the whole world. Nothing is hidden. First time in the history of humanity, a genocide is unfolding in real time, and people are seeing the images, the children, their heads are being blown off, their limbs are lying in different places, and the blood is flowing and oozing out. But this Ummah is Naim, is fast asleep. And don't come tell me about your Muslim leaders and your Arab leaders. Majority of them, Murtad, Shaitan, and Olad of Iblis. That is the truth of the matter. Yes, you got money to make, that's your business. But walahaqqu wa haqqu wa yutaba, the truth has to be spoken. So now they trump up charges against this Duroy. So they said, okay, we give you bail, $5 million+, but you can't leave France. For what? You are involved in organized crime. What the hell is that, you must remember? This is a cover-up job, you must remember, because the American elections are very near. He will take everything out of Trump. He will take everything out of Kamala Harris, and how they cooked up things and so forth and so on, and how they speak and so forth. So all this is the Zionist plot and the American plot and the double standards. Where is your democracy when it comes to Guantanamo Bay? Where is your democracy when the world wants ceasefire, but America has its veto? Where is the democracy in Israel, the only democracy in the Middle East, when it murders and kills thousands and thousands of people and hundreds of thousands and so forth with impunity? Where is the democracy and human rights when America, Madeleine Albright, the Jutli, the Jewess, dispatched to hell, being roasted and toasted, they murdered my 500,000 children there in Iraq, and murdered 1 million in Iraq? Don't come and tell me about you whiteys, please. You must answer for Guantanamo Bay. You must answer for what you did in Abu Ghraib in Baghdad. You must answer for what you did in Afghanistan in Bagram. That is the questions that you have to ask. And this guy is exposing you, Telegram. You Muslims, wake up, move to Telegram. And remember, anybody is exposing them. And it is happening already. Yesterday, the news was coming on the wires that more and more people are joining Telegram. I sent out you yesterday, day for yesterday, join us on Telegram, mashallah. So it's completely private in this sense. Nobody knows what you send to me or I send to you. So that is what we should do and so forth. U.S. now to fool the world issues more sanctions on 2-3 settlers. You're wasting our time, America. Why don't you issue sanctions on Smotrich? Why don't you issue sanctions, you must remember, on him, Ben-Gvir, the harami, the super terrorist? In Israeli court, he was already caught, told he's a terrorist, and convicted on that as well. And Benjamin Netanyahu, Bibi, the three musketeers, the three biggest terrorists and haramis. Put sanctions on them. But remember, the U.S. is accomplice in this genocide, is accomplice in this war crimes, is accomplice in this ethnic cleansing. It is not a mediator. See, now the Paralympics is starting for all these disabled people. Russian athletes not given visas. Their visas are denied there to enter France. So what happened, Macron? Are you not a Hitler? Are you not a harami? You don't want to give the prime minister job to the biggest party who won the elections. You got humiliated. You remember the guy before you. Susu, what the hell was his name? That's... Sunaki or Suraki or whatever his name. You saw how they humiliated he got. You also just like that. All of you, if you ask me, remember your whole lot criminals. You'll help Israel and you'll give some crumbs to Palestinians and you expect them to be happy. Bangladesh lifts the ban on Jamaat Islami. Well done, Brother Yunus. You understand? So under Hasina, they banned the Jamaat Islami and they killed so many people, followers, leaders and so forth, if you know that. So I got nothing to do with Jamaat Islami, but what is the truth has to be spoken. So remember, and all the so-called floods, and there is no floods, is the sluice gates have been opened by India. Why did you kick Hasina out? She was our person, so we will teach you a lesson. And now they're saying that the Hindus are being kicked out and so forth. The minorities are safer there in Bangladesh compared to India. Go and see what Modi, BJP and Amit Shah and them are doing. You must remember were the Muslims and the Christians and the Sikhs and so forth there in India. So Kamala Harris, now look at what she does. She thinks the Muslims and the people of America, bunch of idiots. Some of them are idiots, there's no doubt about it. So what she does, that the Kamala, she hires an Egyptian lawyer, Egyptian-American lawyer, to woo the Arabs that, see, I'm concerned about you. And then she's appointed some Afghan guy, you understood, to woo the Muslims that, see, how good I am. You talk bloody nonsense, you must remember that. All haramis and morons. Mr. Crooks, can you believe Mr. Crooks pulled the trigger? So he, you must remember, this guy here, or Trump, he didn't become the man of the year, he became the man of the year. They say there was no motive for him. You know why there was no motive? Because his name is Crooks and he's a Jutla, he's a Jew. If a Jew commits a crime and the world comes to know about it, no, he's a lone wolf. He was acting independently and he was a madcap and so forth and so on. Always there's a cover-up because he's a Jutla, a cursed nation. Bethlehem, I met the ambassador of Palestine there in Lusaka. I told him, Mr. Ambassador, I don't see, where's your children, your family and everybody? You can make out the embassy and the house is all attached. He said, no, my wife and children are all in Bethlehem. So Bethlehem has become a ghost town, you see that, because of the Jutlas. The city and the place, Beitul Lahmin, where Jesus was a Palestinian. Mary, Maryam was a Palestinian. So he was born there miraculously, and we see that this is what happens. Starmer goes down boot licking. First he goes there, now he wants to speak to the Germans, then he wants to speak to the French to make a reset, but there will be no finishing up of the Brexit. So now he wants to go because he's drowning in debts and so forth. So Jutla is going to Gaza. Imagine the people who were, you understand, taken as hostages rightfully. There's no apology for that. So if you come and steal everything of mine, so I take your people, it's right, what must we do? So remember that what they did, so now the families are marching towards Gaza and say we will stay in Gaza till the deal is sealed. But Netanyahu doesn't want the deal. South African news, Simalani, our Minister of Justice, is he a just person? When I was young, they used to tell us, you must be sober like a judge. I wonder how many judges are sober nowadays. Half of them, if you ask me, are drunkies. drunk and drunk with corruption. So Samalani, there's a big case of corruption against her. I wonder how many ministers are really straight, you know. Cape Town, the weather is terrible, miserable. You must remember, so much damage. Allah have mercy on them. You see, there's mayor business. Johannesburg, revolving door. Swanee, Pretoria, revolving door. So it looks like that Brinks. So Brinks will be out by Friday. Why? ANC want him out. Action SA want him out. Action SA, Mashaba, and them said they will never work with ANC. But a lot of things are cooked up above the table, under the table. Maybe this Friday, next week, you will have a new mayor. So Brinks is gone to court to prevent this and so forth. So that is the news view. Interviews. We live in a wonderful country. The circus continues, and we have a bunch of comedians, idiots, half of them, three quarters of them, corrupted to the core. Today, 8:30 to 9, Mona Musa Akudi, inshallah Aziz. 11 to 12 in our fiqh program. Today we discuss, we had Imam Abu Hanifa, Imam Malik, Imam Shafi, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, rahimahullah. These were the genius and giants. So today we discuss Shaykhul Islam Ibn Taymiyyah, rahimahullah. Those of you living in Ispingo and in the Mir Bank area, Dawood Monley will be in your part of the world, inshallah al-Aziz, tomorrow, Friday. Dawood Monley's number, you contact him today and tell him, and don't waste his time, he has many places to go. 063-403-2743. 063-403-2743. So inshallah, Allah make easy for all parties. Kamma Salim Kareem, we have time, so let's fire up inshallah with the questions.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Iftisab, is Salatu Tasbih authentic?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. The Salafis are Muslim, but they dhal and mudil, majority of them. They will tell you that the Salatu Tasbih, it is bid'ah and not permissible. But when I catch them out, they don't know what to say. I have 90%, 80% of the books of Sheikh Nasruddin Albani. I met him personally, and I told him, Sheikh, me, I got $1,000 in my pocket. I'm not going to buy your books. You must give me. He was so ill. He was so sick, you know. He apologized. He had a green kurta on. He had his topi on, his hat on. And his khadim told me, I can't enter. I said, hey, you don't come tell me I can't enter. You go tell Sheikh, I came from South Africa all the way to meet him. I didn't come see your Jordan. Our South Africa is much better than your Jordan. So as far as places of interest go and visiting, he got a shock, you know. So anyway, then he allowed me to go. I knew once I'm inside what he can do. He told me daqiqatayn, 2 minutes only. So anyway, I met him. So Sheikh Albani writes in Targhib wa Tarheeb, the Tashih, that is which he authenticated. In Targhib wa Tarheeb, the one authenticated by Sheikh Nasruddin Albani, rahimahullah, he said the hadith on Salatu Tasbih is sahih. Wasahahu al-Sheikh Albani. What you Salafis say now? So we must tie them up and show them and expose them their jahalat and ignorance. Abdullah bin Mubarak, rahimahullah, who was a student of Imam Abu Hanifa, rahimahullah, every day he used to read Salatu Tasbih. So remember that our akabir, our great ulama in the Arab world, the real scholars, not scholars for dollars, they used to pray, read it, and as I gave you Abdullah bin Mubarak, rahimahullah, and so many others. So we Ahlu Sunnah wal I believe in it. The four schools accept it. And I gave you Sheikh Albani's verdict on it. The hadith is sahih. And there's so many muhaddisin who mention it. So there is the addudul asanid. So once there is so many different riwayats and so forth, so it will reach the rank of hasan or sahih. So therefore we must read it at least once a week, once a month, once a year, once in a lifetime. 100% we encourage it, inshallah.
Mufti Sahab, are you allowed to make Nafil Tawaf with sandals?
Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla teaches us in the noble Quran anything you want to know. First point of reference, Quran Sharif. Second point of reference will be the Sunnah Mubarakah. Then we come to the Fuqaha and the jurist and so forth. وَمَيْ سُورَةَ 22, chapter 22, verse 32. وَمَيْ يُعَذِّمْ شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّهَا مِنْ تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ. Whosoever shows reverence and respects to the symbols and the landmarks of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, so that's a sign that that person has got taqwa, true piety and Allah consciousness. Almighty Allah calls the hills Safa and Marwa. These are not mountains, these are hills. Inna Safa wal Marwata min sha'airillah. So I'm asking you, if Safa Marwa is the sha'air and the symbols and the landmarks of Almighty Allah, so what do you think of the Kaaba Musharrafa, the Baytullah itself? Chapter 2, verse number 158 for Safa and Marwa. So obviously the Baytullah is Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's authentic hadith was sahahu al-Albani. Sheikh Albani said it's sahih, and the hadith is mentioned by Imam Ibn Khuzaimah rahimahullah in his sahih Ibn Khuzaimah. Nuntafala tujah al-qibla, whosoever that spits in the direction of the Qibla, and jaa yawm al-qiyamah, tomorrow he, she, that person will come, wa tafluhu bayna aynay, and that saliva will be between their eyes on their forehead to humiliate, disgrace them. We are dead against all this. People making sa'i, safa marwa with sandals and shoes, before performing tawaf with that. Story time quickly. With Allah's help, Allah's mercy, we used to go several times a year, Umrah and Hajj and so forth and so forth. Allah accept it. So anyway, the halal conditions have changed now, so therefore we don't go, but we make dua for the Baytullah, for Haramain Sharifain daily. And we say, Allahumma ahlik Ali Saud, kama ahlakta Adaw wa Thamud. All these harami shaitans who want to destroy, and they put sanamas in Makkah, Medina, Allah must decimate them and destroy them if there's no guidance for them. Story time. So one day I was there in Ihram, and I was in Safa Marwa Sa'i, and I saw this person. I knew he's an Arab, you can make them out, and he had a nice beard. So he had his shoes or his sandals on, you know, Safa Marwa. So I walked up to him. Assalamu alaikum ya fadilat al-shaykh, ya fadilat al-ustad. He said, wa alaikum salam. So I told him, Shaykh, you know, ad-deenu an-nasiha. Deen is nasiha. We must give one another sincere advice. So he looked at me. His hadith is sahih. Dawahu Muslim fi sahih. I said, Shaykh, you're a big shaykh, but you're performing sa'i with your sandals and so forth. You think it's right. Did not Almighty Allah say, Surah Taha, chapter number 20, verse 12, فَخْلَعَنَا عَلَيْكَ إِنَّكَ بِالْوَادِ الْمُقَدَّسِ تُوَى. Hey, Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam, remove your sandals and your shoes and whatever you are wearing. You are in a muqaddas place, a mubarak place, ya Musa alayhi salatu salam. Immediately Nabi Musa alayhi salam took. He said, هَذَا شَرِيَةُ قَبْلِنَا. This is not for our sharia, this is for those times. Okay, Shaykh, if you saying that, now I assume that you are meticulous, particular, that your sandals is tahir, is clean. I'm asking you, you see this awam, la ya'rifun al-boom in al-kuh. They don't even know their brains from their up, for they don't know their up and down properly. They know nothing of sharia, and they see you doing all the sheikh. So what do you think they're going to do? He said, Hada dalilun sahih. Immediately he took it out. So if a person is sincere and really got taqwa, he will never do this. But when your leaders are haramis and murtad and khabis, annasu ala deeni mulukihim, they walk like they think they're walking in their father's garden or somewhere, in their park, you know. Just come with their big, big shoes, come with their sandals. The azmat of this Baytullah is gone from the ummah. La tazah open Ibn Majah, this Ummah will remain in goodness as long as you show reverence to the Baytullah. فَإِذَا ضَيَّعُوهَا, and when you remove that reverence and respect, then halaku, they will be destroyed. And you can see how the Ummah is being destroyed and call themselves Khadimul Haramain Sharifain. They must make the laws that in Japan stand, we go. They don't allow you in a house with shoes and sandals. Everywhere they have so much respect. Non-Muslims, but they show so much respect. Muslims, khadimul haramain sharifain, my foot, khainul haramain sharifain. You are traitors to the haramain sharifain. So therefore, our fatwa is not permissible.
Mufti Sahib, my father has been diagnosed with stage 4 cancer. What advice can I give him? And what can we do as a family? What should we read?
Allah Jalla Wala make easy for all concerned the person who's sick. Remember, if he or she can manage, remember so many people are critically ill and they are really, really in bad condition. So he or she, the person, we should tell him or her, read the best dua enshrined in the noble Quran, the dua of Nabi Ayyub alayhi salam. And you see, Almighty Allah teaches us in Surah 6, verse 90, أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ هَدَى اللَّهِ فَبِهُدَاهُ مُقْتَدِهِ. Almighty Allah mentions 25 Anbiya, Prophets, Nami, honorable names in the Quran Sharif, and says, follow in their footsteps. So all of you critically ill, very chronically ill, so read the dua of Nabi Ayyub alayhi salam, chapter 21, in the 17th Jews, 17 Subara, verse 83. He's ill and sick 17, 18, 19 years, meaning muddatun madida, long period. He cries to Allah. Wa ayyuba id nada rabbahu. And he cries to Allah. Anni, from here you must read. O person who's very ill. Anni masani yadduru wa anta arhamur rahimin. Ya Allah, this calamity, disaster, catastrophe has struck me, whilst you, Allah, independently, exclusively, you the one and only, arhamur rahimin, are the most merciful one to show mercy. That you should read, O person who's married and sick. You the family, read Surah Fatiha 7 times everyone and blow on the person. Hadith of Abu Sa'id Khudri mentioned in Bukhari Sharif. You the family, read La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min adh-dhalimin. Nabi Yunus alayhi salatu salam's dua abundantly. Don't worry about numbers and so forth. And inshallah the worry, sorry, anxiety will disappear. And give out charity. Da'u mardakum bis sadaqa. And that is mentioned in the Marasil of Imam Abu Dawood. For your people who are ill and sick, give out charity to the poor people, Muslim, non-Muslim, in cash and kind. If the cancer is stage 4 and stage 5 and stage 6 and I don't know what and what, we don't understand all this, the prognosis, that's the word they use. So remember that we, and the person is deteriorating, then say, Allahumma in kanatil hayatu khairan lahu fa ahyihi. Wa in kanatil wafatu khairan lahu fatawaffahu. Ya Allah, if life is better, give life. If death is better, give death. That last week Saturday, not this Saturday, I was in Zambia, the previous one. So I went with my brother Muhammad Khan to visit his mother, 85 years old, 84 years old. So they gathered the sons and said, come, I'll teach you what to do. And I made dua. In the ending, I made this dua. Allahumma in kanatil hayatu khairan laha fahyiha. Wa in kanatil wafatu khairan laha fatawaffaha. Ya Allah, if life is better, give her life. If demise and death is better, give her death. Then one day she passed away. So that is what we should do when we see people are very, very critically. And never take them to the hospital and clinic. The doctors, Muslim, non-Muslim and quacks are just interested in your medical aid. Milk it, milk it, milk it, like how you milk the cow. That is the truth of the matter.
Mufti Sahib, can a husband bury his wife and can he carry her janazah?
Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala who performed the janazah of Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha, he carried her, he buried her, ijma, and that is permissible. There's no two opinions on that. There's no difference of opinion. Somebody's wife passes away, you the husband go in the grave, you bury her, you carry her janazah, you perform the janazah, all permissible. There's no problem. People who say not permissible, in the words of Shaykhul Islam Ibn Taymiyyah, adallu min himari ahlihi fi baytihi. They worse than the donkeys in their backyard. They don't understand the Sharia.
Mufti Sahib, is there any virtue of making hijrah and leaving South Africa and settling in another country? Is it advisable, and is there any dua that we can read?
Where are you going to go? So the only place you can go to, but you won't manage there, is Afghanistan. There's no other country you can go to. They're more corrupt than South Africa. And for us, they want to practice Islam. They look at your beard, they will look at your wife's hijab and niqab, and then they will put spies against you and so forth. You speak one word against MBS, they lock you up. You speak one word against MBZ in Emirates, Dubai, they lock you up. You speak one word against Israel and so forth, they lock you up. So where are you going to go to? So remember that it's our fault as Muslims. Yeah, 350 years plus minus, and we did not do the work of da'wat and tabligh in the true sense of the word. Our brothers, sisters in tabligh jamaat doing the best job in the past century. Nobody can take that away unless you're blind. Hazrat Mawlana Ilyas Nawarullah Marqadahu started the work there in Mewat, and then 1925-1926, so nice 100 years Islamically. So we must do da'wat and tabligh to non-Muslims also. We came here to South Africa, India Tea, Dabelpur, Kolwadpur, Saharanpur, Palanpur, and Paisa Banwanu, you see, just to make money. So the intention was only dunya. Change the intention. We're staying in South Africa, Ya Allah. Whatever happens, we will stay here to spread the deen of Almighty Allah. You've got senior ulama here. Last night I was with the Ustad and Sheikh, and how many things we discussed. Hazrat Mufti Rizaul Haqsab, one of the most senior ulama in South Africa, Africa and the world. So remember, may qadr of these giants we have, so many darlooms we have, so many great, great pious people we have. Yes, this crime, this corruption, but you voted for the ANC. Who voted for them? It's not you. Obviously, you voted from 94. So, yes, I can say I never voted ever. So, remember, but you can't say that. So, remember these type of things here. Why we voted for them? That I will get some tenders. You see, that is, we got Matlab Ali everywhere. There's some hidden agenda, sinister motive, and so forth and so on. So, therefore, don't waste your time thinking of migrating here and there. They hate Islam and Muslims, 90% of the countries. Inna al-ard المقدس لا تقدس أحدا إنما يقدسه أمله. The holy places, Makkah Mukarrama, Medina Munawwara, Aqsa Al-Mubarak, will not make you pious. Wherever you are, O Muslim, your actions will make you pious. These are the golden words of Salman Farsi radiallahu anhu, buried in Iraq. We visit his grave Mubarak in what time, Malik? Last question, Mullah.
Mufti Sahib, South Africa is so dangerous to live. What do you read, and for safety and for health?
100%, we all agree. So come, let's finish up on this. Learn this verse and teach your children and students. Surah 12, verse 64. فَاللَّهُ خَيْرٌ حَافِظًا وَهُوَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala, you are the best protector, and He, Allah, is the most merciful one to show mercy. I remember my beloved mother, father, when I was going to school, madrasa, in the 60s, they would come right till the door, especially my mother, and look and say, Khuda Hafiz. Even then, when I used to go back to Karachi, I could see the tears, you know. But I said, no, I have to study. So after that, they were very happy about it. So that is the same meaning, but read the Quranic verse, chapter 12, verse 64. فَاللَّهُ خَيْرٌ حَافِظًا وَهُوَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. See, I came from upstairs to downstairs. So what did I do? So I said, tell my wife, Assalamu alaikum, I'm going. Then I read loudly, Bismillah, tawakkaltu ala Allah, wala hawla wala quwwata illa billah. I take the name of Almighty Allah. I place my trust solely, only on Almighty Allah. There is no might to take me towards good deeds except Allah Jalla Wala. There is no power to prevent me from vices except Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. If you say these three phrases, Bismillah, tawakkaltu ala Allah, wala hawla wala quwwata illa billah, hadith hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, then Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Hudita, you'll be given guidance. Wa wuqita, Allah will give you protection. Wa kufita, your needs will be taken care of. Wa tanaha anu shaitan, all the satanic forces will take a flight and run away. So why you don't learn this dua? Three words, three phrases. Bismillah, tawakkaltu ala Allah, wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Imam Bukhari rahimahullah writes in Al-Adabul Mufrad, Abdullah ibn Umar sahaba used to read, when they used to emerge from their house, I read it now when I came down. Allahumma sallimni wa sallim minni, Allahumma sallimna wa sallim minna. Ya Allah, protect me from people and their evil agendas. Wa sallim minna, and protect other people from us. We have everything, but we don't want to learn. We learning Hollywood, Bollywood, Robinhood, Haramhood, Shaitanhood. Then what do you expect? I'm asking you. Allah Jalla Wala envelope us in His mercy. Chapter 7, verse 151. وَدَخِلْنَا فِي رَحْمَتِكَ وَأَنْتَ رَحْمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. Ya Allah, include us in your special, special mercy, whilst you alone are the most merciful one to show mercy. Now I'm leaving for the masjid, inshallah, and I'll read the dua again. The posh is waiting there outside. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.